This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. Georgia's top elections official says his state will manually recount all ballots cast in the presidential race. AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports.
The AP has not yet called Georgia, where Joe Biden has a slim lead over President Trump.
14,111.
Tight enough that Secretary of State Brad Raffensperger says he's going to audit the results, which will trigger a full hand recount.
Every single piece of paper, every single ballot.
Raffensperger says that will build confidence in the outcome. As he continues disputing the results, the president has added to his electoral vote total, winning Alaska's three votes, giving him 217. Biden has 290. Sagar Meghani, Washington.
A January runoff in Georgia will decide the control of the U.S. Senate. We get more from AP correspondent Jennifer King.
Alaska Republicans kept a seat in the Senate after Dan Sullivan defeated Al Gross, an independent, running as a Democrat. The Georgia runoff elections set for January 5th are becoming a showdown over control of the Senate. GOP Senator Kelly Loeffler will face Democrat Raphael Warnock, and Republican Senator David Perdue will face challenger John Ossoff. Loeffler and Perdue appeared at a crowded indoor rally in Marietta, Georgia, with Senator Marco Rubio.
This is Georgia's decision to make. But it's America that will live with the consequences of the decision.
If Republicans only get 50 seats, Democrats would control the Senate because Vice President Kamala Harris would become the tiebreaker. I'm Jennifer King.
Hurricane Eta weakened to a tropical storm even as it continues to threaten the Gulf Coast of Florida. The storm has been in the Gulf of Mexico since crossing over South Florida on Sunday. The Tampa Bay region is home to more than 3.5 million people across five counties. This is VOA News.